What up, you guys? Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin podcast and radio show. So excited to be with you guys here this sunny day in Scottsdale, Arizona. If you guys aren't watching and listening on the podcast, you guys, I am outside. So if you hear any birds or airplanes flying over, that is why, because I'm trying to take advantage of all the beautiful weather we're having right now. So I just decided to come sit by the pool and do this podcast today, which you can't complain. No complaints here. But I'm going over a topic that I think a lot of people need to hear, and it's how to choose a trainer. And it's, if you guys are new, you want to go to the gym and you want to have somebody who's going to help you and be the best fit for you and be a professional, how do you choose the best option for yourself? And I think it's super important that's not talked about enough. So I just wanted to hit on it real quick and give you guys my advice on how to choose the best trainer for yourself, and that way you guys can get the results you're really looking for and not just throwing money away. So I'm going to just start off with, the degrees matter, the experience matters. That's the top two things I would look for whenever you're going to be looking for a trainer. So first off, just let's go start into the certifications or degrees. To become a trainer, you need to have a certification, but not all certifications are equal to each other. And what I mean by that is, we have ones that you can do on the internet that are super simple, and it doesn't even have to be you to take it. You just have to fill it out. And then there's other ones you have to have a four-year degree just to sit for the test. And so right there's a huge difference. And so there's some of the ones that I know trainers that will get. They'll go and they'll just take it online. And there's actually organization that, if you guys take it online and you fail it, it's a yes no test. So there's 60 questions, yes no. So you have a 50-50 chance of getting it wrong, and or 50-50 chance of getting it right. And if you fail it, you can pay extra, retake the test, but it will tell you what answer you chose last time. So common sense tells you you'll pass the test as long as you choose the other answer. So that's what I mean by not all certifications are created equal. Because there's some that are going to make you know your knowledge, and there's others that are just, you can get over the internet and you guys personally could become a trainer right now if you guys go find one of these organizations. So just touching on, you know, like my organization that I'm certified through is the NSCA, or the National Strength and Conditioning Association, and they're kind of looked at it as the gold standard because they've been around one of the longest, and they have the like higher certifications. So I'm CPT, which is Certified Personal Trainer, and then also my CSCS, which is the bigger one of the two, Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialist. And to have those certifications, just to sit for the exam, you have to have a four-year degree. And they're actually getting even more specific to, in the future, you're going to have a four-year degree in a sports-related field, or in like fitness-related field, like sports medicine or kinesiology, human performance like myself, and stuff like that. So that brings it, you have qualifications that you already have right there, because to get those degrees, you're going to have to have kinesiology, you're going to have anatomy, physiology, actually understand the body, which, how the muscles move, what direction, and all the movements that there would be considered to actually work the muscle correctly. And so that's just number one. Now, I'm not saying if they don't have these certifications or if they don't have the four-year degree that they're not a good trainer, because that's not true at all. I know plenty of trainers that have their degree, their four-year degree, they have their certification, but they've never trained a client in their life. And so even though they have every cert that you could ever want, and they're at the top of the list when it comes to like certification and knowledge, they don't know real life knowledge about experience of having a actual client. So what I mean by that is, if I'm like newbie and I'm like, I'm going to make an awesome workout, and I have squats and deadlifts and all this exercises in it, and then Johnny down the street comes in and says, I have bad knees, I can't squat. Well, if you've never trained with clients before and you've never had that experience, now you're kind of like, oh, I don't know what to do, compared to, you know, after doing this long enough, there's 100 different exercises you can do to get the same outcome. It's just, you have your favorite ones that you can do, or you pick a one for a reason. So being able to come up with alternative exercises that are going to still get the same result, that's something that you need from experience. And just knowing, and also just training yourself. So I think that's super important to be looking at, is also the experience that's going to be coming with it. Because if you don't have the experience, you're not going to know, like, you know, how are you supposed to work with somebody you've never worked with? And now what I mean is, like, what if they have really bad knees or they have bad shoulder and you don't know the exercises? That's a big deal if you're being a trainer and you're the client paying for this. If they don't know how to give it to you the best information for the best results that you're paying for. And then also going with that, the reason I made this podcast today was because I was at the gym and there was a guy training. I go to a big box gym just to work out on some days, and I'm at this big box gym and one of the trainers is training these clients, and again, he's new and he's doing his best, and again, it's what he knows, but it was horrible for the fact of he has people who couldn't do correct squats. They couldn't even do a push-up if you asked them to correctly, and he's having them squat down, jump up onto two Bosu balls, which are balance balls, hold it, and then go back and squat down and jump again, and their squats weren't even correct. And what I mean by that is their knees were buckling in, they're almost hitting their knees, they couldn't even jump off the ground, they couldn't balance on the ball. So even though it's a cool exercise that he probably found on the internet and it's like, oh, this will, they'll love it, it does nothing for the client. It does nothing for you if you're the one trying to do that, because you're not getting any benefit. Because if you did the exercise correctly, yes, you'd get the benefit, but you can't even do the squat to get the benefit. So that's where, like, you know, some of these sometimes I see these trainers and I get really frustrated because I'm like, that doesn't help these people. But again, you need to have a reason for it. And so you being the client, you should always be able to ask your trainer, why am I doing this exercise? Because if the trainer's good, they're good, there's a reason they're having you do the exercise. You know, like, okay, I'm going to have you do RDLs because I want to do some hip hinging and I want you to work the posterior part of your chain, or posterior chain of your body. But if you're just like, I want you to squat because I'm going to squat, well, I'm not saying a squat's a bad movement for you, but if you don't know why I'm prescribing that to the client, then it doesn't do any good. So I want you guys to always think about that. If you are the client, be able to ask your trainer, why am I doing this exercise? And they should be able to answer it without a doubt and without even wasting any time, because they wrote that program for you. Now, if you ask them and they're like, you need to think about who you're training with. Again, and if you're paying the least amount of money, I just want you to think about it. If you're paying the least amount of money, just think about the service. And again, this isn't a slam on people at box gyms or people that are working at lower gyms that they're just trying to get their foot in the door. This isn't it. But I do see hand in hand when I personally worked at a box gym, I'd work with trainers and I'd say, why do you do a lat pull down? And they can't even tell me why. And I'm like, it's to work your lats, but like, what's the movement of it? And they can't even tell me. And so again, just because somebody's a trainer doesn't mean that they know what to do and how to train someone. And then also going with that, just because someone's big, just because someone has muscle doesn't mean that they know what they're doing. Because when I was doing strength and conditioning, I worked with plenty of Division I athletes that are massive. They're bigger than I will ever be. They're more fit than I'll ever be. And I'll never be able to bring that conditioning that they could. But because of genetics, they look that way. But if they were to get in training, like I've worked with guys that they wanted to do training, and I'm like, how do you properly back squat? And they can't even tell me how to properly back squat, but they're these massive dudes that look like they know how to do everything. So again, you can't just judge a book by its cover, but you also can't just see certifications and be like, oh, he's a great trainer. So those are the top two things I want you guys to always be looking at, is education level, and then also, and with your certifications, and then also just experience. Because again, you can, if you have one or the without the other, it really does you no good. But it's just, if you have the best of both worlds, it really makes the money that you're paying worth it. And then it goes into an even more compatible part of this, is, are you guys good together? And when you need to find a trainer that's going to be a good fit for you. And then I explain it like it's dating. You know, you're going to find people that, they're nice, but they're not really the one for you. And it goes off like that, because what I see is, like, you know, me, I'm personally a very happy person. I bring energy and I like to do that. It doesn't matter if it's 5 a.m. or it's 7 o'clock at night. That's my personality type, and that's how I train. And I deal with plenty of clients that are like, I don't like that. And so then I'm like, okay, well, we might not be the best fit, and that's okay. That's not a bad thing. It's just, you have to find someone that's going to be a great fit for you, because you don't want to be hating life at 5 a.m., pissed that you're up, go there. Somebody's like myself is all energetic, jumping around, happy to see you, and then that just makes the experience worse for you, because you're like, this piece of crap is so happy I'm here. And again, it just makes the experience negative. So really looking at finding a trainer that's compatible with yourself, and then really going into the last part of it, do they take pride in you? Do they actually genuinely care about you? Because I've seen client or seen trainers back in the day. They would sit on their phone. They wouldn't watch the client actually do the exercises. They would just prescribe it to them, and they wouldn't actually see that it's like, okay, well, the back squat's horrible. His knees are buckling. They wouldn't even care. They wouldn't say anything. And so when it's like that, they're just the trainers. They're collecting a paycheck. And so if you guys are really going to be spending the money, you want to make sure that the trainer is going to actually take pride in you. They're actually going to coach you. You're actually going to get your money's worth of what you're paying for. So again, those are the big four things that I look at when I'm seeing trainers. I just brought this up again because I saw it today and I was like, I need to make a video about this, just sharing it to others, and just so they can make an educated guess, you know. So just always be able to look at the research and be, hey, what's their certifications or degrees? What is their experience level? Are we a good fit? Do we get along? And then are they just genuinely caring about me? Or am I going to get a great experience? And so those are four things I think you should really look at when choosing a trainer. Again, if you guys have any questions or any thoughts you would like to share with me, I would love to hear them. You guys can always message me on Instagram and all my social media platforms. So I would just love to interact with you guys. But I thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. It really means a lot. Make sure you guys go do stuff you love with people you love and do something active. I'm going to sign off on this sunny day, and I hope you guys are having awesome weather where you're from. Talk to you next time.